Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today, we have a very special episode. We have two guests. We have international developer, educator, and host of the Real Estate Guys radio show, Robert Helms. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Victor. Thanks for having me.
And we have co-host Russell Gray. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Victor.
We just finished spending two great days together, bringing some of the literally best people in the world together in the world of syndication and the world of real estate investing. How is it that you're able to pull together such high caliber people?
You know, it is amazing that people will come to the next level and want to be educated and all that when they're already having success. A lot of people listening want to get into real estate, and a lot of people have specific niches. But for many, many people, they get to the point where they've exhausted their own resources. They've already spent the money they've saved. They've already got the qualification. And for us, the next thing to think about is syndication, raising money to do deals.
Exactly. And now, you're about to do another event here coming up in the month of April where there's some even bigger names. We're talking about the future of money and wealth. Tell us about the concept of this conference, how it came together, and why people should attend.
Well, you know, we've been doing this a long time, right? And we started working together back in the early 2000s, and we were in the big run-up, and, you know, what we didn't realize was a real estate bubble at the time. And then we had everything going on in the bond market, which we weren't paying really any attention to. And certainly we knew nothing about credit default swaps and derivatives and, you know, all those different things. And so then one day we woke up in 2008, and the subprime mortgage business had really imploded the entire bond market, all of the credit markets collapsed, and everything stopped because we lived in an industry, the real estate business and brokerage business, that all operated on credit. And so we sat down after that, and we thought, God, you know, we're kind of smart guys. And for whatever reason, we completely missed this. Why? Well, we were only looking at real estate through a real estate investor's lens. And so we said to ourselves, you know, we need to find a way to spend time with people who see the bigger picture, because real estate, our real estate investing, is floating in an economic system or sea that has currents and waves and storms and things that we really don't understand. And yet our ship can get toppled. And so we started doing that. And little by little, we started paying attention to what was going on in the world of money. And what I think a lot of people, especially real estate investors, don't understand is what's going on in the world right now that has the potential to create a lot of problems for people who are unprepared and create a lot of opportunities for people who are. And so we want to get together with smart people and take a look at what those things are, and then how do we position ourselves to not get rolled over, but to be able to take advantage of the circumstances as they develop.
So who are some of the folks that we have attending the conference? Who are some of the key speakers, and what do you think some of the key insights that we're going to be talking about?
We have people coming from all over the world, not just the United States and Canada, but all over the place, which is great. And we're very humbled to have some of our greatest mentors and friends coming, including the amazing Peter Schiff, who wrote Crash Proof, one of the guys who predicted the meltdown for the exact reasons it happened. He's a guy we started hanging around with because we might not have seen it coming, but he did. Our dear friend and the best-selling financial author in history, Robert Kiyosaki, will be with us. His wife, Kim Kiyosaki, who has a great background and pedigree in real estate investing. We've got G. Everett Griffin, who wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, a book all about the formation and reality of the Federal Reserve System. Such a misunderstood thing, a central bank, what's that all about? Probably no better authority than him. Chris Martinson and Adam Taggart, who wrote the book Prosper, and they have an amazing way to look at the world and the changing world, and they're figuring out how to adapt and get ready and not just sound the doom and gloom alarm, and lots more.
Yeah, Simon Black is coming. Simon is really an interesting guy, kind of an international guy. He has a background as an Army intelligence officer, and he became a little disenfranchised with single government loyalty and decided he was an international type of guy, a sovereign man, if you will, perpetual traveler. So he read Rich Dad, Poor Dad as a young man, became fairly successful in real estate investing, and then moved on to entrepreneurship. So he's got business and real estate interests around the world. And he also started a bank, his own bank. And so one of the things that he brings to the party that is really interesting is a global perspective. He doesn't think in terms of just the U.S. dollar or just the U.S. market or just U.S. assets. He sees a bigger picture. So we're excited to have him. We got Ken McElroy. Ken is Robert Kiyosaki's real estate advisor. And then we have a whole host of other people that are not really economic experts, but they're street smart investors. They operate in different niches. And what we're going to do is we're going to spend the beginning talking about some of the the changes going on in the world, what's going on in the area of energy and gold, and what's going on in central bank policy. Interest rates have been rising. We've got a new tax code. We've got Tom Wheelwright, who is Robert Kiyosaki's personal CPA, best-selling author of
Tax-Free Wealth.
And so he's going to be bringing us up to speed. You know, the last time that we had major tax reform in the United States, the end result, whether it was planned or not planned, it doesn't really matter. The end result was major dent in real estate and the complete obliteration of the savings and loan industry. I'm not saying that's going to happen this time. But I think that when there's this type of major change going on, and we're not even talking about what's going on with Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah.
So there's just a lot of things going on in the world right now that I think a lot of casual real estate investors in particular, and I don't mean casual that they're not serious, but they're so focused on what they're doing, the casual observer of the macro picture don't see. And we're going to ask all these street smart investors, now that you've heard everything that these big brains have to say about what's going on in the world, how do you play it? What are you going to do? And it's going to be real-time conversation.
Because at the end of the day, that's how the rubber meets the road. Because otherwise, it's just like reading the newspaper. It's kind of information that's out there, but, you know, how do you take action on it? And that's the key, right? At the end of the day, what am I going to do with that information? And how do I make shifts in my own portfolio and my own investment strategy so I'm prepared both for the upside and for the downside?
Well, that's the key. Our motto is education for effective action. Don't just go learn to be smart. Learn to do something with it. It is a changing world, and the changes are coming whether you're ready for them or not. This is a chance to be prepared, to get ready, to have a realistic view, to weigh some options, and then be around people that are goal-oriented and we're excited about the future. This isn't doom and gloom at all. We're going to see some of the best opportunities in real estate and beyond in the coming years, only if we're prepared.
Exactly.
I was going to say, the other thing just to think about is that even though there's a lot of information out there in the world, and there's a ton of information, but it's context and understanding. And then it's also focus. I mean, you can watch a YouTube video, you can listen to a podcast, you're listening to one right now. That's fabulous. You can read blogs, you can read books. You can get into conversations with your peer group, your mastermind group, people that you know that are smart. But imagine 2 days locked in a room with Robert Kiyosaki, Kim Kiyosaki, Tom Wheelwright, Chris Martinson, Simon Black, G. Edward Griffin, and then a whole host of other people who are spending their life in a daily basis making decisions about marketplaces and niches and debt ratios and interest rates and cash flows and tax decisions in the wake of the tax change. Think about that. And is that not worth 2 days? And the thing is, we think this is so important right now. It's really reasonably affordable. You would think this thing would cost $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 to spend 2 days with people like that.
With that caliber of people.
Yeah, it's less than $1,000 a person. I mean, it's a ridiculous bargain. Just one idea, one great tax strategy, one great investing idea, one major bomb you don't step on, or one major opportunity you're able to move into position to take advantage of, can easily take care of it. So, you know, we're excited about it. I mean, it's the first time we've ever done anything like this. It's a little bit of a stretch outside of the real estate guy's zone. But we just, you know, after what we've gone through, several of the people feel like, hey, you know, it feels like everything is just great. Consumer confidence is as high as it's been since, you know, in 17 years. Well, that was 2001, right before the dot-com thing. And you just have to ask yourself, you know, some of the debt levels are back up and the pricing levels are back up to they were before 2008. Does that mean we're going to have a repeat? I don't know. That's what we're there to try to find out.
Well, the dot communists got defeated, right? So we don't know what's going to happen. And maybe, you know, the market today trading at 22 times earnings. I mean, think about that. What does that really mean? It means that maybe in 22 years, if all of the earnings get paid out in dividends, maybe I'll get you your money back. Are you really lining up for that investment? But yet people are in droves. Makes no sense. It makes no sense. I'm looking forward to being there. It's, what are the dates again in April in Fort Lauderdale?
It's April 6th and 7th, and you can find out all the details.
So the details, you can find out the details on my website at victorjm.com/events. That's victorjm.com/events. And this is an event you're definitely not going to want to miss. You know, you can find out a lot of information by sitting at home and watching YouTube videos, but it's not the same. You can't get the real information simply by looking to Google for answers. You have to get and meet face-to-face with the people and ask that second level of questions where you get the real insight, where you get the depth so that it really penetrates and it gets into your core. So I'm really looking forward to it. Guys, thanks for joining me, Robert, Russ. Always great to see you. And for those of you that are thinking about your own investment strategies, have a spectacular day. Go out, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.